With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Guys, I have a heartbeat, but it counts that every time. Every single street you go on, it's like this. It's insane. The streets are blocked off. Honestly, if you've never won a Super Bowl in your life and you just won one, this is how you react. This is as appropriate as it gets. The one thing we've learned, in our time in Philadelphia,
You want to get Jake Reiner on?
Yes, that's good for Jake. Oh my God, dude. The awning, apparently there was some awning. I don't know if it was the Ritz-Carlton. Did you see it collapse with
no,
all those people
saw,
on
I
it?
I saw the guy who was on the awning and he did a trust fall.
Yeah, a trust fall
into Philly.
Oh my God, did they all move aside? Good Lord, kid, what is wrong with you? I saw this is a neat story. John Dornbos.
Yeah.
He got traded to the Saints after 11 seasons in Philadelphia, and the Saints doctor discovered an aortic aneurysm, which ended his career and it voided the trade, but it saved his life. And he was on the field, and he's holding the Super Bowl trophy with, it looks like, his hot wife, and she's a smoke show. And Jeffrey Lurie says he's going to get a ring.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to give him a ring. So John Dornbos, that's a great story.
Yeah, that is.
And John Dornbos is winning life, I'll tell you that. 11 seasons in the league, and that and that Patati, yikes. This is the awning falling. Look at this.
There's so many of these videos.
I mean, it is unbelievable. Here, yeah. Well, it'll play again.
We'll put a lot of these on our Facebook page so you can see the, oh my God.
Look at that. There's about 20 people on top of an awning. What do you think is going to happen?
Dummies.
What do you think is going to happen?
Here's Jake Reiner.
Oh, that's the Ritz-Carlton that the kid did the backflip or the trust fall.
Here's what Jake Reiner says yesterday. He goes, I certainly heeded your warning, but nothing could have prepared me for last night. Thanks so much for your support, Manny. I guess people are, oh my gosh. Oh, Nate. Oh, Barstool took my, my other one, and then use it as theirs, but whatever. When Jake just got rolled. Hope Jake Reiner told his mother he loved her before he left for the house tonight. That's on Barstool.
Look at this. Since 1999, results of the NFL MVP in the Super Bowl. 2017, Tom Brady lost. 16, Matt Ryan lost. 15, Cam Newton lost. 13, Peyton Manning lost. 2009, Peyton Manning lost. 2007, Brady lost.
When's the last
2005, Sean Alexander lost. 2002, Rich Gannon lost. 2001, Kurt Warner lost. 1999, Kurt Warner won.
There's no way.
Well, there's sometimes they don't make it. The MVP doesn't make it.
But is that really the last time?
Well, that's what this is, the results of the NFL MVP in the Super Bowl since 99.
That's the result.
Not won since 99, since Kurt Warner.
And that's what it says.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Is that unbelievable? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight losses.
Manning was a big favorite against Seattle. Cam was a favorite for sure.
Yeah, Brady was a favorite. I don't know about Sean Alexander. Rich Gannon, were the Raiders the favorite? I don't know.
Against Tampa?
Probably not.
I don't know.
That would have been
I
a close
remember.
One. I don't know.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You know, the MVP.
Kurt Warner was a favorite against Brady, that's for sure.
Huh. Team sport.
Yeah. Let's get Chuck in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Chuck? 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. What do you say, Chuck?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Just want to say that last week, Patriots are now 5-3. They should be 3-8. Just want to let you know, man, can we stop disrespecting Patriot athletes, though, especially on offense? I mean, just because they're white doesn't mean they're not any good. And also, can Chris Paul send any better message to LeBron James about coming to Houston? Thanks, and that's it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people respect the Patriots. I do think, though, that the Patriots' wide receivers have benefited greatly from playing for Tom Brady. Whether it's Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, who is it that went to Philadelphia? I always forget his name.
What about the guys that went to the Seahawks and made all kinds of money?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. What was his name?
What was the first one?
It wasn't white. It was, God dog it. They got like a big... I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember either. But it was a while ago. Anyway, no, they get paid because of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, and
sorry that no one disrespects Gronk. Gronk's legitimately good. I think I think they're solid. The wide receiving cast is solid. But I think Tom Brady has made those guys, you know, stars and made a lot of money too. Quite frankly, the same way he's done it for Josh McDaniels and Charlie Weiss and Bill Belichick.
And you can say what you... Okay, we can't take away the five titles from the Patriots. They shouldn't have lost. They shouldn't be 3-5. They won the games. They... You know what? The Seattle screwed up and threw a pass. I heard Luke Wilson talking about that on Barstool, actually, and he just couldn't believe... It was amazing to the whole team. And Pete lost the locker room after that. It'll be interesting to see what this Patriots locker room is like after this Butler thing.
What did Dante Hightower do? You talked about that earlier.
Dante Hightower liked a tweet by Brandon Browner, who just ripped Belichick for not playing Malcolm Butler.
By the way, former Patriot corner.
Yeah. And he ripped him, and Dante Hightower liked it.
Here's what Brandon Browner says on Instagram. He says, find it.
All right, I had it. Brandon Browner. I got it right here. He says...
Deion Branch, by the way, was the one who went. Thanks, Troy. He went to... Deion Branch, Tom Brady got him a ton of money.
And he did nothing.
Nothing in Seattle.
Nothing. A locker room was divided pregame. Most yards ever given up in a Super Bowl. And your best defender over the past three seasons doesn't get a snap. Where you were hurt, burnt, where he was needed tonight. And Dante Hightower liked it. Which is telling, and he's still part of the team. Actually, that was just the second year of a 5-year deal was this year, but he was hurt all season, most of the season. So
Dante
was. He's got to come back in that locker room after liking that comment. And it's not like Bill Belichick won't get rid of a defensive player. He'll get rid of Dante Hightower.
Here's a former player who says a locker room was divided pregame. He obviously has friends on that team. He's obviously spoken to somebody. This isn't something he's just throwing out there. Locker room was divided pregame. Clearly, somebody on that team has talked to him and just said,
"Well, and this was a knee-jerk decision. We don't make knee-jerk decisions." Yeah, well, they did because Eric Rowe didn't know he was starting before the game until right before the game. And Malcolm Butler apparently didn't know either because he was so emotional. I thought he was crying because he was so overwhelmed by emotion. Pink's rendition of the national anthem. No, he was crying because he wasn't going to play in the game.
Yeah.
After being a Super Bowl hero 2 years ago.
That's what I was wondering at first when he was covering his eyes. And then he was just, this is a competitive guy who knew I'm not going to play. Because Bill Belichick has he's pretty famous with the doghouse stuff. And once you get in it, randomly you don't get out. Like running backs get in it all the time. If you fumble, you're definitely going to get in. And sometimes that happens. This one just didn't make sense. He had another one. Brandon had another one that says, your spirit was all over that game tonight. Definitely seen it. They had safeties covering wide receivers to prove a point. God bless you, my friend. Keep fighting. I saw you tear up pregame. First sign. You done a lot for that team and that community. It's okay to move on. So that's just one little detail. As a guy who's a pretty good cornerback just did not play in the game. The bigger story for me is that Doug Peterson went from being a high school coach 10 years ago to a Super Bowl winner who beat Bill Belichick and Tom Brady 10 years later. In a 10-year span, you go from high school coach. And by the way, that high school coach thing, don't crap on that, because a lot of coaches get their start there or low-level colleges. Doesn't matter. The name stuff is so overrated in coaching. I can't tell you that. And I'm sure coaches you talk to would tell you the same thing, John. The most overrated thing is thinking that if you don't have some kind of resume with the biggest names behind it, go look at the very best coaches. A lot of them started very low level. Because when you go at that level, like the high school level, you got the kids who live in your district for the most part. Mm-hmm. So you have to figure something out that will work. Like, you have to do the most. You have to find ways to whip up a tasty dish with sometimes some not very good ingredients. And so that necessity is the mother of invention. Yeah.
Then you can tell who a good coach is if he wins with not so great players.
Yeah, Doug Peterson was prepared for this because he said, well, I mean, I know how to, you know, I know how to attack people because I've done it on college, you know, on the
high
school
level. Make chicken salad.
Oh, yeah. He knows how.
He knows how to make chicken salad.
It's real easy to whip up a dish when Tom Brady's your chef. Like, go out there and score touchdowns.
Right. It's not so easy when it's...
Do I have Gronk? Yeah. Well, oh, okay.
I don't know. Nick Foles made it look pretty easy, this whole playoff run.
Nick, that's what I'm saying. Tom Brady makes it look really easy. Doug Peterson and Nick Foles, you know, it didn't look as easy for Nick Foles the year after his 27 touchdown, 2 interception. It got a whole lot harder. Doug Peterson's out there just like free stroking from his very first play call.
It's almost like nothing. They played like they had nothing to lose, and they didn't. Did y'all know Rob Reiner is that reporter's dad? No, Gilbert, that's not true. All right, let's not beat around the bush here. What happened and is happening in Philly is nothing more than Darwinism at its finest. I can't argue that one.
We cannot
argue that one, CJ. Let's talk about this, and you can't argue about this either. RoseExpress.com. RoseExpress.com. Lance and I both, and I can tweet it out again. We got the 25 roses from Rose Express. Dude. I'm seeing ads from the other flower places. Dozen roses for whatever.
Dozen roses means you barely care.
If dozen roses means she's meh, you know, I used to like you a lot, but you're not that important to me anymore.
And let us go ahead and charge you twice as much for the roses too. Yeah.
Not only that, we got it. We asked Matt. Matt came in here and we asked him about the packaging. He said, "Well, I'll show you guys the packaging." And he sent us, and it's like unbelievable. My wife got hers, and she was like, "Wow, 25. That's like you really like me."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you don't. It didn't stop there. For every 25 more after the first 25, it's just $20. So, you know, you're talking about basically $50 for 50 roses. That price is unheard of, and these are beautiful long-stemmed roses.
And if you give her $189 for 100 roses, you know what really tells her how much you love her? 100 roses.
Yep.
Now, listen, it's so easy. It's at Rose, and here's the deal, too. The website, there's not all kinds of stuff, and you got, oh, what I choose from this. And it's basically just, here, do you want 25? Do you want 50? Do you want 75? Do you want 100? That's it.
Yeah, it's easy. And here's the very best part. You can pay for it today, get it set up, for the delivery for Valentine's Day, and you're done. That one's out of the way. You want to get her something else? Go ahead. But I promise you this, she's going to love these roses, and you're going to love the reaction. I promise.
RoseExpress.com. RoseExpress.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you watch the Rockets Saturday night, though?
For the first quarter to half. Okay.
Was that unbelievable?
What's the point?
Yeah. LeBron probably the most... self-aware I think I've ever heard him. He said we should not be on national television again.
Well, whether it's because of the results or just the way they're playing, they've been terrible on national TV. They get blown out consistently because they're usually playing another good team, and they've played poorly against those teams.
Has everyone given up? Honestly, is this a rebellion against LeBron?
I don't know what it is, but they're obviously not the same team. Kevin Love, for all the crap he gets, is one of their third best player, and he's not around. And Isaiah Thomas isn't what he was last year. Injuries, rust, whatever you want to call it. People thought the trade-off would be okay. Everyone knew Kyrie was a better player, but you think, okay, Isaiah Thomas was pretty good. The fall-off has been dramatic. He just got back into playing two games in a row, and he's not been good. And the Cavs don't play any defense. When you don't play defense, teams have an easy way with you all the time. It makes it very difficult to compete, particularly against teams who are actually going to try defensively. And as much crap as give the Rockets this year are much better defensively than the Cavs are.
Yeah, and then what is that saying? That's horrific.
At least Rockets have invested guys who want to play defense.
Isaiah Thomas in Boston, to me, was, okay, he's a scorer, but you're never going to win anything with Isaiah Thomas.
That was a thought. He's too small, and he's not – you saw him. He's not an elite player in the playoffs, but, I mean, he was a big-time player. They were the number one seed in the East, but that's why I thought – but you don't have to win with him. He's just a compliment to LeBron. So people thought, well, at least there's a bit of a trade-off, and you get Jay Crowder back as another wing defender for the Warriors, but Jay Crowder's not the same guy he was. It's just the trade-off, it hasn't been close.
But isn't he a guy that's got to have the ball in his hands? Isn't he a guy that is just...
He does.
I'm going to create... You know what? You would think with LeBron there and Jay Crowder and Kevin Love that... You know, Isaiah would get one-on-one looks, and he would be able to do stuff like he did last year. He would be maybe even better. Not even close. Not even close.
That's the thing to me is, so Kyrie is a guy that can go out and get you. He can run a team. You know what it really feels like? James Harden is LeBron, and Chris Paul is Kyrie, and... What the Cavs had were two guys who could take over a game whenever you needed them to. One of them could run a team. I mean, Kyrie can run a team. He's an alpha who can run a team. Chris Paul's an alpha who can run a team. And James is the superstar scorer who's capable of the big numbers. But this guy can win a game for you with 30 points on any given night and assists and all that. I'm talking Chris Paul, or am I talking Kyrie? Either one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lost that, and now, like you said, you just have a lead scoring guard. That's what you have with Isaiah Thomas. You have a lead scoring guard, which is different than a guy who can run the show, be the alpha, be the quarterback. And people just really underestimated Kyrie Irving. I felt it at the time, too. They just really, really underestimated Kyrie Irving because he is just so much better a player. And this idea that he had to stay there to help LeBron James win was just so asinine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go be his own guy. And he didn't want it. Did you see over the weekend there was stuff that came out where Jalen Rose thinks the team is quitting on LeBron mm-hmm. James because they already know he's going to bolt on him. Mm-hmm. LeBron is now asking him, the reporters, to please stop talking about where he's going after the season and free agency. And then he said the report about the Golden State Warriors is ridiculous. No, it's not. You're taking a lot of negative press for it. You know why people are speculating all the time? Because some of your guys have leaked that out there that you're going to be a free agent and you're willing to listen to. It even says LeBron's camp says he's willing to listen to all offers. Like, you can't put that out there and not expect, you're the biggest name in basketball, that people aren't going to talk about that as a storyline. Are you kidding? Guys, please stop talking about me leaving. What are you kidding?
No, that's not going to happen.
You've already done it one time. You're going to do it again.
All right, and I saw somebody tweeted us this morning, did what the Rockets did to them the other night make the Rockets a more desirable destination for LeBron?
Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
Anybody who can help LeBron win is a desirable destination.
And is there anybody closer to Golden State than the Rockets? The Rockets beat them 2 out of 3.
They're the closest.
They're the closest. Next year will be another year older for Chris Paul, but he's still got plenty of basketball left. But that was, now it's not like they're the only team that's whooping that Cleveland ass. It's not like, you know, oh, well, you know, hell, everybody seems to be doing it lately. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah, that's not a special, but
You know, you put together in a very short order Golden State. You beat Golden State at home. You beat San Antonio in San Antonio. You beat, and you can say, well, this guy was out. Well, this guy was hurt. Mm. You're still winning games. Like, you still are now, what, 22-1, 23-1 with Paul, Capella, Harden. It's just, it's a different team. And that's really doing a disservice to Luke Mbamate. There you go. I said it right now, kids.
No, it's just Mbamate.
No, God, dog it. I keep
it's just Mbamate. Bamute.
Luke Bamute. There it is. Luke Bamute. Now I said
it. The M is silent.
Yeah. Well, there's just a lot going on there. But Luke, I call him Luke.
Yeah, it's just his name.
No, it's a lot going on. No, so he's like, hey, you got a lot of vowels going on in your name, Lance Zierlein. Yeah. I before E, E and I. I don't know how to do it. But PJ Tucker, just all these guys just really fit together. And they're aggressive, man. That is an aggressive unit. And Clint Capella's, man, his ability to block shots now, like, he's not just that gangly baby giraffe anymore. Just, oh, I hope I don't fall down. He was either falling down or dunking back in the day. Now he's like a different dude.
Last week, that dude that was going, well, Clint Capella gets crushed by any. Remember that playoff? What? Are you kidding?
Let the kid grow up and fill out.
As soon as he does fill out, I was with him. Clint Capella, Max Dollars, that skinny kid. How's he going to guard anybody in the low post? But is there anybody in the low post to guard anymore? And oh, by the way, he holds his own, and he's still young and skinny. Wait till he fills out.
You know, he's gained, I think it's over 20 pounds since he's been a Rocket.
Yeah.
25 pounds of muscle. He put on weight from last season to this season.
He's got another 20 he can put on.
Yeah, he's going to put, looking at his frame, my guess is he'll put on maybe another 10 to 12, which will be good. And, you know, he'll be okay. Like you said, let me know when he's facing all these devastating low post scores. Like, you got Carl Anthony and even Carl Anthony Towns and, you know, the awesome big man. They're all stepping outside shooting threes now.
Yeah. No. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to hang out with us. We'll talk Super Bowl with the Rockets, whatever you want. Let's go. 713-780-3776. You're on your way to work and you want to talk about whatever happened, you're more than welcome. Come hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though. Well, when's the next time we're going to Trail?
We're going to get Jake Reiner on the show here.
We are good.
Yeah, I just got to hold up.
Good. And by the way, Rob Reiner is his dad. Rob Reiner is his dad. So that's wild. It was a Houston Chronicle story here. We appreciate the word. I got word for you about Trailer Window Frame. Whatever your trailer need is, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you need to rent, if you need to own, if you want to lease a trailer, if you want to trade in your trailer, if you want to fix your trailer, if you need wiring for your trailer, if you need new tires for your that's called Trailer Wheel and Frame. All that stuff is at one location, 8222 I-45 North. If you're looking for anything for your pickup as well, that bed liner, you want that spray-on bed liner, got it. You want that toolbox? You want that gun rack? Who doesn't want a gun rack? Home of the $100 hitch. You can't find a $100 hitch anywhere else. I don't know. It might be $102 or $110, whatever the case may be. $100 hitch right now at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Look, you're looking for any of this stuff, one location. They're the manufacturer of all that pickup stuff, so you don't buy it from your dealer because you're going to pay more. Buy it from the manufacturer. At trailerwheel.com. That's trailerwheel.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. This is hilarious. A tweet. Great game, Dad. Tom Brady. And two people are making out. And it's not, Tom Brady's not making out with his son just because he kissed him in episode 3 of Tom versus Time.
He might as well have been.
It was a little uncomfortable, okay? Maybe the kid lingered a little longer than you would have wanted. But it wasn't, well, it wasn't the two of them making out like these people here.
Well,
great game, Dad.
Who got more? Who got more tongue? Tom Brady from his son or the Super Bowl trophy?
Oh.
All right, Dell's going to call Jake Ryan right now. We will hear from the guy who went into the pit of misery in Philadelphia. Or I don't even know what that would be considered. Young guy, right? And he's like, I don't care. Let's go. I'll bet you he pitched that to Channel 2. I bet he, as a sports fan, I bet he said, you know what? Philly's going to be lit, win or lose. I need to go there. I bet he pitched it. I bet he's one. Are you sure? He goes, yeah.
I don't think you can send someone.
It's illegal to send somebody in there unless they consent.
Into a riot.
Yeah, you got to, like, they've got to, you got to sign off on a consent form on something like that.
Right. And Jake Reiner with unbelievable reports last night in the middle of a riot. And he's joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5. Jake, welcome in. How are you? Still alive?
I'm still alive and well. This is probably the best part of my journalistic career that I will have ever had. Last night was insane.
All right, so I got to know. I just told John, my guess is, I saw your bio, you are a Lakers fan, you're a Dodgers fan, you're clearly, you know, a sports, you're a guy who handles sports, and you know, so you know about Philadelphia, you're not going into this blind, you know what Philly's about. My guess was, and you tell me if I'm right, that you went to them and you said, look, Philly's going to be lit win or lose. Send me to Philly, not to Minneapolis. We got everyone on the ground in Minneapolis. Send me to Philly, and I promise you will get something, win or lose, that is worthy of being on the air. Because, like we talked about, you can't just send a Jake Reiner in. That's illegal for them to just send you there without you signing some type of consent form.
As much as I'd like to take credit for that, I have to give the credit to KPRC for sending me there. I feel like they knew that was going to happen, win or lose. They wanted me to be there if the city went up in flames they still damaged a lot of stuff, but it wasn't as horrible as it might have been had they lost.
Yeah,
but to your point, I went to college at Syracuse, and I'm a huge Dodgers fan, and back in that time, the Phillies and Dodgers were doing battle in the playoffs, and the Phillies knocked out the Dodgers 2 years in a row in 08 and 09, and very, very devastating for me. And most of my friends who went to Syracuse were Phillies fans, and I always thought that they were the worst fan base ever. They were just loud, in your face. They were bragging to you about how great their team was, even though the Phillies had sucked for years, and I never understood that. And it's the same thing in Philadelphia. But I felt like because they had not won a Super Bowl ever, that this was deserving for them. This was totally deserving. And for me, I don't want to date myself here, but I've never actually seen the Dodgers win a World Series. So I know how that would feel like if the Dodgers actually had beaten the Astros this year. I know what that would have felt like, and I probably would have acted similarly to how they did last night.
Jake Reiner, Channel 2, with us here on ESPN 97.5. He was in the middle of it. Lance tweeted it out. You got to see. At any point, Jake, did you fear for your life?
I did, honestly.
Yes. Dude, I was on that field before, and I feared.
Each time my photographer, Cesar Martinez, put the camera up or the light on, or I looked like I was ready to go, it was like moths to a flame. They just all knew that what was going on. They didn't care what station we were from. They didn't know that we were from Houston. They just saw me in a blue jacket with an NBC logo on my chest, and they were ready to go. And the first, Lance, I think the first tweet you sent out was the first one after they had won. And that was I couldn't get a word in. They mobbed me. There was a guy that went across the frame, I think, and poured some vodka down his throat. I mean, it was insane. And then I don't know if you sent it to them, Lance. Someone did, but Barstool.
No, they just ripped it. Yeah, they just ripped it from my tweet.
That was awesome. I was like, oh my God, I made Barstool. Like, that's never happened to me before.
Well, you know, there's that one. Well, look, I put two of them out. I put the one, and you can also find it on our Facebook page at ESPN 97.5. But I put the one out there when you first, let's go out to Jake early in the broadcast. Let's go to our own Jake Reiner. Hey, guys, just want to say, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, no. And then we hear Jesus. And then it's back to you guys. And it's just, they had a cutaway. They cut away from a shot. And everyone, I tweeted that out. And everyone's like, oh, my God, is Jake okay? They go back to you. And you're like, okay, guys, the IFB came out. It always happens, but anyway, you can see these fans. You know, if you never won, this is as appropriate as it gets when it comes to celebrating. I don't. You see, you probably didn't realize this. One guy had his dentures out and was holding it up to the camera, going, "Ah!"
Yes, I did see that, and it's funny because you mentioned the cutaways in the first live shot. I didn't know that they had done that. I thought I was still on camera for the whole thing because I thought it was active enough just to keep it on me. But what you didn't see was that I got mobbed and lost in the crowd, mm-hmm. and I had to fight my way out of it to get to the camera again, like pushing people out of the way. And then when it came back to me, that is when I reappeared in front of the camera. And my photographer told me, he said, look, if it gets nuts, you know they're going to start dropping F-bombs. And we heard, you know, Tom everything Brady. Under the sun last night.
Did you hear?
You know they're going to go nuts. Just toss it back, you know, whenever it gets too crazy.
Did you know that a guy said Tom Brady has a limp?
Bleep.
Yes, I did. That's why you hear me go, okay, you know.
Here, Jake, we've got it right here. Here was your report. If you guys haven't heard it, by the way, you got to go to Jake. You can follow Jake at Jake KPRC2 because he's got some videos in here that you haven't seen yet from last night. So, you know, from their camera crew. So you might want to check that one out. Here's Jake yesterday, the second video I captured, where they took a little shot at Tom Brady at the very end.
Guys, I don't know what happens on IFB, but it counts out every time. Every single street you go on, it's like this. It's insane. The streets are blocked off. Honestly, if you've never won a Super Bowl in your life, and you just won one, this is how you react. This is as appropriate as it gets.
And he goes, all right, guys, back to you.
Jake.
Yeah, I couldn't confirm what that fan yelled. I don't have sources on that, mm-hmm. but everyone seemed to have been saying it last night.
Yeah,
everyone seems to think it was Tom Brady. And I'm looking at, he's got video posts of him. Like, I'm looking at you cover, like everyone else, you covered the hurricane, which was horrific. Yes. You covered a pretty good ice storm that we had here. But you felt more threatened in Philly than necessarily by the 50 inches of rain we had here.
Yes, because in this type of flood, there were actual people with alcohol in their system, and it was as unpredictable as it could ever get.
So look, before you go, did you see, we've got reports, and the scanner, police scanner is amazing, just reading it, what was going on, the Christmas tree on fire, people falling on their head off a light post, the Ritz-Carlton awning collapsing with about 20 people on it. What was the worst thing you saw personally last night?
Well, we did a live shot this morning at the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, it looks like a rundown, abandoned hotel. That's what it looks like from the outside.
The Ritz-Carlton.
It looks terrible. And a bunch of network crews were out there doing live shots there. But, you know, when they said that they were going to grease the lampposts, the light posts with hydraulic fluid to keep people from climbing up, you just know that when hearing that, Eagles fans are going, oh, you're going to grease the light poles? We'll watch this. And as soon as we went onto Broad Street, people were on top of the street signs, hanging from them. Marijuana was in the air. I mean, it was just insane. It was crazy. And fireworks were going off. Traffic was stopped in the street. People would stop their cars, get out on top of their cars, start, you know, doing an impromptu dance party. You name it. We saw it last night. It was crazy.
You know, we had.
Did you see any trust falls?
I saw that in the video, and I also saw that No one below wanted to catch that guy. No, I think he fell right to the pavement.
What an idiot. I mean, I'm going to trust a bunch of drunk Philly people that I don't know to catch
you
me.
You can't trust Philadelphia. But Jake was also here for the Astros World Series Championship. You know, we celebrate differently. Than there's less burning. Mean? There's less eating of horse poo.
Yes.
That also happened. I don't know if you've seen that, Jake, but just...
I don't know if you saw it live. On his hands and knees eating horse poo. Ugh.
Oh my God! Yes, my colleague, my photographer showed me that. I was like, nope, can't stop it, can't
don't want to see that anymore.
Just ridiculous.
Jake Reiner, great job! Congratulations on living after last night. That's great stuff to still be breathing, Jake. Congratulations.
Thank you, and to all of Houston, I'm alive and well. Don't worry about me anymore. I'm coming home.
All right, good stuff, Jake Reiner, Channel 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. He was in the middle of it last night. And you go to Lance's. I've retweeted it. Go to ESPN 97.5. Yeah. We got all of it up there. ESPN 97.
How in the world do you survive? Like, I think he was telling the truth. He was afraid.
Yeah. No.
You have to be, right?
Dude, I was on the field at Philadelphia, literally afraid. Two stadiums, and it was, I wasn't in the middle of a riot. It was during a football game, and I was like, oh my God, someone could possibly stab me from the stands. I'm not even joking. And not to yet. Be in the middle of what he was in last night is unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's talk about being a champion like those Eagles. You can be a champion by going to 1560energy.com. 1560energy.com. I know it is the winter. I get that. It's winter, and you are probably thinking, oh, my bill's not that bad. I don't have to. Look, if your contract is up with your provider, get out of it. Get out of it now. All you have to do is go to 1560energy.com and get in with ours. And you say, well, I got a lower rate over here. Yeah. They can put whatever rate they want. Oh, yeah, we'll put a low rate on there, and then we will fee you to death. That's what happens. That's what these other guys are doing. And you're still spending more money. Everybody's got fees, but the ridiculous fees that you're going to see with the other guys is just stupid. So go to 1560energy.com and find out for yourself. 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. It takes 5 minutes to sign up and save money at 1560energy.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, the 2018 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE is back, and it's taking place Saturday, February 17th. It's the biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Houston, and it's going to be hosted at the University of Houston Wellness and Rec Center. Juniors 17 and under will compete at the gym in Humble. Both venues will have the skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest. First time ever, all championship games will be played at Toyota Center. How cool is that? On February 24th. So all participants will receive a tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood, presented by ZTE. That's Saturday, February 17th. For more information, simply go to the website, rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. At ESPN 97.5, follow on Twitter and you'll see all of Jake Reiner's exploits and everything else. Anything that you missed during the show, Josh catches. Any highlights of the show, he will tell you, and he'll put that in its entirety, whatever it is. Yeah, so he does a really good job.
And if you're missing the show, you can find, you know, the hourly segments, but you go to Podcast Arena to hear any of the shows that you miss. Any of the show that you miss, you can find at Podcast Arena. So a lot of people listen to podcasts. It's so strange now, based on from when we were doing the show for the first 14 years, you know, you had to hear the show or you missed the show. Yeah. That's the way it was.
No.
Now, I just have come to expect the fact that, A, you may not even listen on radio. You may be listening on app. And then number two, I've gotten used to over the last 3 or 4 years, people commenting on, like, it's almost like they're hearing the show for the first time. They'll hit me up on Twitter about something that they're hearing live on the show.
Right.
So I'm used to the fact that some of you are going to be hearing this at 1 o'clock at your lunch break or driving home from work. That's
or
cool.
Or tonight, whatever. Yeah. Right. Right. Podcast Arena, follow at ESPN 97.5, and Josh does a great job of breaking down. If you don't want to hear the whole show, he breaks down highlights. Basically, he's a highlight. Josh is a highlight show for us at ESPN 97.5. All right, Raheel just got here. Raheel, have you heard that Malcolm Butler didn't play in the game?
Dude, how about that? So I'm driving in, and I got a couple of texts. I was listening to you guys. I was browsing other stations, and I didn't notice. Did you guys notice this? That Malcolm Butler, remember, this is the same guy that won them a Super Bowl
right.
against the Seahawks when Pete Carroll decided to throw it instead of give it to Marshawn Lynch.
Wait a minute.
That's the same guy. Did you
so
guys
So they
know
decided
that?
To throw instead of run Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah. Remember they had one, he's one of the better running backs in the league at the time.
Right.
Just a beast and
beast mode.
Beast. Yeah. In fact, you call him, beast,
call him
mode.
Beast mode.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah. Did you know that that was his nickname?
No. I think you just came up with it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was so crazy that they didn't play the guy. And then he was crying in the national anthem and
right.
everyone
Did you
was
see
like,
him?
Wow, he's really
emotional.
Moved. He loves his country so much and he's crying. But it turns out they told him, hey, you're not playing.
Yeah, he was.
Do you know you do a sports talk show that people talk about these topics?
Did you? Was that? No, but you guys noticed that too? I thought I was the only one.
I don't know what this character is.
Do you know you look like a young Castro today?
Castro?
Look at the beard. You see it?
A young Fidel Castro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Today?
That's in right now.
That is? It's in?
Young Fidel.
Without the holes in your face.
Well, no, wait. He didn't have it tightened up on the sides like that.
No. But with the hat, he's got a Castro hat.
Castro didn't have it.
If you pull it down, the hat a little more hair.
Like Raheel's got like a two on the sides. Castro didn't get
that's a
flipped up.
That's a little Castro-ish.
A little Castro-ish.
If Castro had a cool hat,
right?
I like that hat. You know what I like about the hat? It doesn't go too high.
No.
Rim's a good. Yeah,
it's a worldwide hat.
I'm pretty sure,
but it's a bent brim there, Dell. You gonna wear that?
No, I'm good.
He's got his LBGT hat on.
No, it's a Long Beach State hat. Thank you.
It's Long Beach and Georgia Tech. Yeah, Long Beach and played Georgia Tech, and that he got the hat.
Oh, why would I?
LBGT.
I'm a house divided. Long Beach and Georgia Tech. Why would I have that hat? What family has one kid who goes to Long Beach State, the other goes to Georgia Tech?
Well, how many people do you know who lived East Coast, West Coast like you? When we say Georgia Tech, we're going ACC, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure plenty of people have moved from one coast to the other and then moved to the Gulf Coast. I've lived on all three coasts.
I don't know why you wear an LBGT
hat. I'm wearing a Long Beach State hat. Thank
you.
He's part of the culture.
I don't mind.
He's the culture.
Yeah, he is.
And you're worldwide.
I am worldwide.
Even if I did have an LGBT hat, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Apparently, Malcolm Butler didn't play in the game, so we'll investigate that.
I'm looking into it right now. I'm sure there's a reason.
Appears as though.
Yeah. I'm sure the story will never come out. Why he didn't get... I don't think it'll leak. I don't think it'll ever come out why he didn't play.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. For me, I mean, Belichick is great, and he's the greatest coach ever. Okay, I get all that. It's a little tarnish on him, if you want to know the truth. For him to be...
He's arrogant.
He is. For him to... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ty Law, don't need him. Lawyer Malloy, don't need him. Harrison, don't need him.
He doesn't really
Seymour,
value...
Seymour, don't need him.
He didn't really value DBs, does he?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't think, apparently. And you know when you need a DB? When you get no pass rush. And you know what they had last night? No pass rush.
None. And they ran the same outside release route like at least four times in a row. Jeffrey's getting
it. Well, I think because they thought that the RPO was going to be the slant.
Yeah.
They had... So what'd they do? They went to the outside.
It was incredible how they didn't adjust in the second half. And if I'm Tom Brady in that offense, I know they had a shot and Brady had the turnover and they, under 2 minutes, they could have done something also. But if you put up that many points, that many yards, and you look across at the defense and they don't get you any kind of stops,
right?
Man, that's frustrating.
It gotta be. I mean, for Brady, look, Brady lost. Brady threw for 505.
Yeah.
Okay. I know they scored 33 points against that defense.
Mm-hmm. He was a great loser.
He was.
Well,
He was great in a losing effort. He's a great loser.
Greatest loser ever. Greatest
that feels ever. Harsh, though, Dell.
Oh, does no, it?
He's a great loser.
When people get called loser, I don't know. It seems like it just rolls off some people's tongues. I feel like Brady was a great loser.
You mean the five-time champion?
Yeah, great loser. But last night.
The five-time champ. Five-time champ?
Did he win last night?
Five-time champ.
Did he win the championship last night?
No, he got five.
No, but did he win last night?
Five.
John, I'm not aware. Did he get a trophy last night?
No, he didn't. Yeah. He went to the locker room.
So he's a great
because
loser.
Because the defense couldn't stop the great Nick Foles.
So would you say he was great in a losing effort?
He was great in a
losing effort?
Yeah, on top of the five he won.
No, but last night he was great in a losing effort, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So he's a great loser, like I said.
Last night he was a great loser.
He was
actually the greatest loser yesterday.
Ever.
He was the greatest loser of all time.
Statistically, the greatest loser of all time. That's incredible.
It's got to be one of them at 500.
The greatest
yards.
Loser ever.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Three.
That's pretty great losing. That's pretty great in a losing effort.
Statistically,
greatest loser ever.
Yeah. What about his catch rate? How good was that last
night? Zero.
It wasn't as good.
No.
Yeah.
No. He wasn't as great. Nick Foles, greater receiver.
Tom Brady going to break outside of pocket. I was like, oh, please don't get hurt. No. I want a good Super Bowl.
I thought Brock looked bad running. Brady looks really, really bad.
You know what?
Running.
And I got to say this. This occurred to me, and I know this is going to be met with some derision. But Nick Foles, former Eagle, plays well, and then, you know, he's. Doesn't play well. Eagle fans are like, get him out of here. He leaves. He goes to other places. He just kind of bounces around. Comes back and wins the Super Bowl. He's a tall, gangly guy. And I'm like, I think we need to get Brock back here.
You think you need Brock back here?
I'm thinking Deshaun maybe. Let him rest the knee. And let's get Brock back and see if we can get a Foles thing
going. No, what you need to happen is Deshaun to have an MVP-like year. But Brock is brought back. And Deshaun gets hurt going out to play the Chargers or something. And Brock's waiting there to take the Super Bowl.
And he Foles this thing. We got to get Brock Foles in here again and give him a second shot just like Nick Foles did. I think Brock will be available.
I'm pretty sure Brock.
He's going to be looking for work. He's absolutely going to be available.
All right, we're going to take a break because we're going to bring on Sports Map 94.1.
What am I talking about here? What do you want me to talk about?
I want you to talk about Gulf Coast Chevy.
Good. How about going to LanceZCars.com? LanceZCars.com. They are right now. They sold another six trucks, and I keep track of it. Yep, they're at 280 right now. So if you go to the inventory search, just go to LanceZCars.com. It'll take you to the inventory search, and you can search for anything you want. If you just hit new, any year, any make, any model, bing, search, it'll start to pull them up, and you'll get to see all the great offers they have right now, including the 2018 GMC Yukon Denali. You can see what the price is there, what the sticker is. But, of course, you can start to negotiate your price right there online. They've got specials section where you can see the new and the pre-owned specials available to you right now. They got a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500, brand new, double cab pickup for $29,302. That is an awesome offer after their dealer discount and amazing rebate as well. So whether it's a pickup truck on the Chevy or GMC side, maybe you want the Buick Enclave. Buick's got like three or four different crossover vehicles that are incredible. Chevy with Camaro, the Cruze, the Corvette. Are you interested in the Yukon or Yukon Denali? I promise you, pickups, SUVs, cars, and crossovers, all right there at Gulf Coast Buick GMC Chevrolet. Craig DeSerf, my man, making it happen for you along with the Killer D's right there in Angleton. And it's worth the extra 35, 40-minute trip out there when they're saving you thousands. All eyes are on Gulf Coast, Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
ESPN 97.5.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.